The banks of the Delaware River in Bucks County are peppered with villages jammed between the Delaware Canal's edge and the hills. One of them, Lumberville, is a collection of old homes, an historic tavern, and a few stores. Photographer Bruce Katziff moved to Lumberville with his family in the late 1960s and now has published a book of photographs of the townspeople from that time. WHYY's Elizabeth Perez Luna visited to see how much is the same decades later.
Rivertown Portraits is a sort of visual love poem to Lumberville and the people he lived with there for almost 40 years. The book opens with a photo of Katziff and his pregnant wife, Joanne, carrying big bags and toys for their young son. The photo conveys the feeling of a hippie refugee family. They were moving from Philadelphia to a new town with a population of about 160 people. It was already a place where artists mixed with mechanics, builders, and musicians, says Judy Siegfried-Glasso.
Early 70s when we first moved there, and it was the time of revolution and free thinking, free speech, free love. So
Siegfried-Glasso posed in the book with her then husband. In one photo, they're both naked. In another, clothed.
I don't remember how the picture came about. So we were, I think, a little stoned, and it just came about. The kids, if you notice in the picture, the kids were in the other room playing.
Most of the people in the photos, who are still alive, of course, have remained in the area. They all seem to hold fond memories of the early years. Lumberville has not changed much, Katziff says, mainly because there is no space to grow between the river and the hills.
In Lumberville, I believe there is not one house built this century in the town. So most of the properties are, 19th century properties. There's no development. There's no high rises. There are no sewers. And actually, it's the lack of sewers and the lack of public water that tends to restrict development in a significant way. And also, the river towns are in the floodplain.
Joanne Katziff loves the river and how it was the center of the community during all seasons.
The river was our life. Watching the river flow in the summer, watching the people boating, swimming, dogs carrying on, and then in the winter, when it would ice over sometimes, it was rare, and we went ice skating on the river.
And when I got there, I thought I was in heaven. I'd never lived along a river. In those days, the canal was full. It was very lush. It was just beautiful.
Carla Van Dyke moved from Cherry Hill, New Jersey, to Lumberville in the early 70s and opened a small bookstore next to the Black Bass Inn. She's portrayed in the book looking outside from a window, resting in a bed next to her big cat. She's still fascinated by the early history of the area when it was an industrial transportation hub.
Along the Delaware River, the canal, Delaware Canal, were a series of locks. So there was a lock there, and then the barges were carrying lumber and coal or whatever, I guess from Philly and then up into Pennsylvania where it connected with the Lehigh Canal. The Black Bass was a tavern, was an important stop on the way. And then the Tinsman Lumberyard started very early, the oldest lumberyard in the country, and it's still there. And then, of course, there was a bridge that connected with New Jersey and Bull's Island. And then later on, a railroad paralleled the river on the Jersey side. There was a train stop there, which brought people down from New York or Philly. They could cross the bridge into Lumberville.
The tourists arrive later to the area and still walk the small bridge to New Jersey. For the residents capturing Bruce Katziff's photos, what was important was the quiet pace of the village. One more memory. All seem to remember the General Store, the heart of Lumberville.
The General Store was the center of town because it was also the post office. So everyone would stop at the General Store to pick up your mail. It was great because the owner was a wonderfully gracious fella. Actually, the cover of the book is a picture of Gerald Gordon, who grew up in Brooklyn and was a mailman and decided to leave the city and come and run the General Store. It's one of the oldest continuously operating general stores in America, and it was clearly the sense of community.
Today, the general store is a cafe. The Black Bass Hotel is still there. And a small bookstore put the old post office sign just as a decoration to amuse the tourists. Bruce Katziff's book is a reminder of how much and how little time has changed the village and the people of Lumberville. Elizabeth Perez Luna, WHYY News.